you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
In depth, safety standards under scrutiny after Gansu trail race tragedy. Written by Guan Song and Temi Shen, with contributions by Han Wei and Denise Jia. Published by Taishin Global and read to you by Heather Mowbray. The lack of safety standards in China's cross-country running world is under scrutiny in the aftermath of the deadly May 22nd race in the country's northwestern Gansu province. With at least 13 planned trail and road events now delayed and 4 cancelled outright as of Tuesday. 21 runners died when a 100-kilometre or 62-mile high-altitude foot race through the Yellow River Stone Forest tourist site was suddenly hit by freezing weather, including hail, rain and gales, prompting charges that inexperienced organisers had not prepared the runners for extreme weather. Several participants and rescue professionals told Taishin the event was poorly organised, with things like windproof running jackets removed from the list of compulsory gear for runners, leaving them vulnerable to abrupt weather changes. Most who perished in the tragedy died of hypothermia, a dangerous drop in body temperature usually caused by prolonged exposure to cold temperatures. Long-distance cross-country races have been growing in popularity in China as a way for people to test their limits and see a little bit more of the huge country. But industry insiders told Caixin that the enthusiasm for the sport had outpaced careful planning and risk control. Cross-country or trail running in China is relatively new, with the first major events held in 2014. And those with experience of the industry estimate there were thousands of such events annually by 2019, before the pandemic struck. There are thought to be about 100,000 active trail runners in China. Unlike road running, trail running involves tracks that are not paved or sealed, and runs often take place in undeveloped rural areas. The Gansu race, for example, followed a route through canyons and hills on an arid plateau, including one section rising 2,000 metres, 6,500 feet above sea level. Cheng Yuan, a veteran organiser of trail running events, told Caixin that in 2016, there were only 20 to 30 companies involved in organising trail running. Today there are hundreds. Such events often take in major tourist sites, with organisers hoping there'll be a draw card and bring in sponsors. However, Tong Dapan, vice president of sports event company Huwei.com, which organised some of the earliest trail runs in China, told Caixin the industry mainly relied on funding support provided by sponsorship from local governments, tourist site operators and brand sponsors. Tong said that events with about 1,000 to 2,000 runners were more likely to attract brand sponsors to help pay for the significant costs of putting on such an event, which could range from 300,000 yuan, or $46,800, to as much as 5 million yuan. Compared with road marathons that have relatively clear rules and regulations, there is no clear authority regulating cross-country races, said high-profile race organiser Wang Yan. There are no uniform standards, and in practice, organisers come up with different rules and standards based on the level of difficulty of the race. Organisers have discussed uniform standards, Tong said, but the geographical variations inherent in trail running have made them difficult to set them up. In April, CAA issued a guideline that stipulated how trails should be designed and marked. Chen Jiajun, a long-distance runner who participated in the Gaoligong Ultra Race in southwest China in 2018, told Caixin that safety standards for trail running events need to be even higher than regular road races. Organisers should screen the runners by their ability, design trail rules and set compulsory equipment requirements, he said. That is often not the case in a field dominated by enthusiastic amateurs. One trail event organiser said many in the industry lack the experience to develop a sound safety plan. It all depends on the organiser's professionalism, the person said. Gansu race organiser is under investigation. Taishin has learned from knowledgeable sources that the organiser behind the doomed Gansu race was a small company with an executive team hired on a temporary basis. Gansu Shenjing Sports and Cultural Development Company, established in 2016 with a registered capital of 5 million yuan, won the bid to conduct its first race in 2018. This year was the fourth time the company had run the event. None of the executives in charge of the race were former employees of the company, but were introduced by friends, or were invited to work on the race, Taishin has learnt. Authorities in Gansu said Tuesday that they've launched a joint investigation into the race, aiming to investigate the cause of the deaths, as well as the company that organised the race. The authorities said they've invited experts from relevant national authorities to participate, including the General Administration of Sport and the China Meteorological Administration. Sports event organisers hire temporary staff mainly to limit expenses, one marathon organiser told Caixin. But it's more common to recruit volunteers for support roles and retain an executive team made up of permanent staff, the person said. Professional organisers would not allow contestants to run long-distance, cross-country races in shorts and short-sleeve tops, they added. Wang says tragedies like Gansu were inevitable when companies with little experience, including in some cases public relations companies, are left to run cross-country trail races. As of Tuesday, at least four races have been cancelled in the aftermath of the tragedy, including the Salomon race that was set to start on Sunday in Chongqing, the 2021 X-Trail planned for Canis in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region on June the 9th, and the Wuzhong Four Seasons, due to start on June 12th in Suzhou, Jiangsu Province. At least 13 road and trail races have been postponed indefinitely.